Hi, Justin.
Hey, Diana. It is Friday, your favorite day of the week.
Yes, and Friday is a good date night day.
Is that a hint?
Yeah, it's always a hint.
It is always a hint, yeah. And date nights are a fun thing for most people, I would say. You know, and a lot of times people go to see a movie.
Yeah, that's a really good... I know that's a lot of our dates earlier on in our relationship.
Absolutely. Movies and food. Yeah, movies and food. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
still sounds good to me now.
That's right. So movie soundtracks are what you went around the office this week asking favorite movie soundtracks.
Yeah, you know, I think you can tell a lot about a person when you hear about their favorite soundtracks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the movie soundtrack, sometimes it's just simply songs that were inspired by the movie or songs that were used in the movie. Or, you know, when they're really developed, it can be like the actual score that was played in the film, and it can be the orchestral. And
yeah, you know, people don't think as much as they should sometimes about the movie soundtrack, and that, you know, that music is what makes you feel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've ever watched a movie without the music playing behind it, sometimes, you know, you see documentaries of the behind the scenes and whatever. So, you know, try watching that and see, you know, it's just such different experience.
It is. Absolutely. Music adds a lot to the film. So you went around and did the Friday Faves thing and asked about these favorite soundtracks. So I think it's interesting. Donnie at the front desk, this does not surprise me. He loves anime, and I didn't even know there was anime suspense drama.
Yeah, I think there's anime everything.
Yeah, but he said Bleach.
Yes, and I've heard of Bleach. I don't know if it's just because Donnie's mentioned it. Or,
probably.
I think it's a relatively popular anime. But
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's one of those things that if you're into it, you're into it, and if you're not, you're not.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, he likes Bleach. John.
Yeah, John.
This is my favorite response, I think.
Tech leader. This is interesting. For our tech leader, he says, I'm stuck on the Frozen soundtrack right now.
Frozen. Like Disney's Frozen.
Yep. John, big, burly, ex-Marine John. Likes Frozen.
Yeah, he will listen to every version of any song from Frozen. You know, Let It Go is the big one.
Yes.
That's been popular. He just loves it.
And yeah, and Disney does put out some great stuff, definitely.
That's true.
And, of course, we know Jody's been blasting it at the office, so we know that her favorite was Frozen.
Yeah, so Jody and John, they've been bonding over their love for Frozen.
Every afternoon I hear ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then Chris says, all the pretty horses.
Yes, yeah. He's talked about that one before, I know. He really likes that soundtrack. Now, I'm with David on his pick. He has kind of a few here he named off, but I'm really, really digging his stuff here. He says Batman Dark Knight or Edward Scissorhands or Alice in Wonderland. Really, anything Danny Elfman.
Yes,
of course. What David says.
Danny Elfman is known for doing the kind of offbeat Tim Burton.
Yeah, he's collaborated with Tim Burton a lot.
Films, you know, so yeah, anything Danny Elfman, David says. And Danny Elfman is a genius.
Well, he also wrote The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot that Danny Elfman has done that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So you should definitely check out Danny Elfman for his kind of off-the-wall stuff, which he's done. Now, what's your favorite soundtrack right now?
Ooh, you know, I've always loved the Romeo and Juliet, Baz Luhrmann.
Sure.
It's 1996 whatever soundtrack. It's not probably for everyone. It's very rocking, you know.
Right, yeah,
mid-90s
exactly.
Grunge alternative sound, but very I really good. Like it. It's good stuff.
Very good. Well, until next time.
Take care.